Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Idiot! Hey, idiot!
Dear Archie, if you get home before me, there won't be nobody home. Me and Irene went to a woman's club meeting. Love, eat it. What a pip. Now, beer. What? Another note. Dear Archie, there is no beer. Of course, I haven't been to the market yet. But if I get home first, there'll be plenty of beer, and you won't find this note.
Woo-hoo! Anybody home?
Yeah, I'm home.
Oh, Archie, you're home.
Yeah, I'm home.
You home?
Yeah, I'm home. Did you get my notes?
Yeah, but I can't eat or drink notes here.
I'd say hello, Archie, but I know you'd rather hear goodbye.
Oh, so long, fare thee well, Aviva Ducci, take your pick. Now, which bag is the beer in, Edith?
Oh, I forgot to buy it.
That's because you was with Irene.
I'll go right back down to the store.
No, don't, Edith. I've got some beer. I'll bring it over.
No, Irene, you shouldn't bother.
And no bother at all. That's what neighbors are for. Thank you very much, Irene.
Thanks, Irene. Dinner's all ready. I just have to heat it up.
Yeah, but ain't you a little bit ashamed of yourself?
What for?
I mean, what for? Ain't you a little sorry you wasn't here when I got home so you could see me?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry about that. But the women's club meeting was so interesting.
You know I don't like you hanging out with Irene.
Oh, yeah, but it's so lonely for her since Frank's away so much and she ain't had much luck getting a job. And I know how she feels. Remember? When I was job hunting?
Yeah, I heard you.
Yeah, I know. At the meeting, Mrs. Strickland... Oh, I mean Ms. Strickland. The chairperson...
Ms. I hate that Ms. It sounds like a bug.
Well, anyway, Ms. Strickland says that women are being kept out of lots of jobs because they ain't got equal rights.
Well, you know what Ms. Strickland was talking in two words? Crapola.
Oh, we talked about a lot of other things besides equal rights.
Did you talk about running the house?
No. Look, they gave these out at the meeting. Are you being fulfilled?
Am I going to get my dinner?
Well, let me read you some of this. To the world, you're a woman. To your husband, you're a housewife. To your child, you're a mother. But ask yourself, who am I to me?
Why should you ask yourself who you are to you when you can ask me who you are to me?
Who am I?
The dingbat.
the matter with the way you're running your life here anyway, huh? It's the world's oldest profession, running a house.
Is that all I am to you? A cook, a cleaning lady, and a sex object?
Yes, Irene, now don't be talking about personals and sexuals in front of her.
Room service.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Irene. By the way, Irene, I don't want Edith going to no more of them crackpot meetings, excuse me.
Archie, a woman has a right to grow, and she doesn't have to be chained to a house. When I was 19 years old, I drove a tractor for my uncle. He even taught me how to lay bricks.
What a useless thing to teach a girl.
It was very useful. I built an outhouse.
That is man's wake.
Maybe it was the ladies' outhouse.
Archie, don't you understand? Edith is like a flower, a late bloomer who's just beginning to blossom.
Irene, that's beautiful.
That stinks. You want to bloom, Irene, then go ahead and bloom, but do it in your own pot, huh?
Archie, the women's club only meets once a week.
Look, Irene, you want to do something useful? Listen, Edith tells me you've been out looking for a job.
Looking is right. It's almost hopeless trying to find anything these days.
Well, I wouldn't say hopeless. Not if you got a little pull, you know? Like old lady Daly, the bookkeeper's job is opening up down at my plant.
Oh, my. Is Mrs. Daly finally retiring?
No, she ran away with a Greek.
Are you saying that maybe they'd hire Irene?
Well, can you handle ledgers and that?
Yeah, I can even balance them. I've done accounting.
Well, great, then. Why don't you come down to the plant at 11 o'clock in the morning? I'll personally introduce you to personnel manager.
Oh, that's
Archie. I don't know what to say. That'll be terrific. Yeah. Thank you.
Geez, Irene, take it easy, huh? Don't do that when you see me down the plant, huh? Of course, kissing that, it ain't allowed. It's against the health code.
All right, I won't. I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bye.
Good work. Thank you.
Oh, Archie.
That was so nice.
Dinner.
I hope Irene gets the job. It'll bring a little extra money into her house.
Keep a pain in the neck out of my house.
You know, there's some really good stuff in here, Ma. I'll go with you to your next women's club meeting, huh?
I'm afraid you'll have to go to my next meeting without me. Archie don't want me to go no more.
Oh, Ma, you'll never change. Whatever Daddy wants, Daddy gets.
Not always.
Just tell me once when he didn't get his way. Just once.
When he wanted a boy.
Yeah, he's mentioned that to me once or twice.
Yeah, he's mentioned it to me a lot. Oh, but that don't mean he don't love you, Gloria.
I know, Ma.
All the while that I was carrying you, Archie would say to me, keep thinking boy, keep thinking boy. So that's what I did. I kept thinking boy, boy, boy. Even on the way to the delivery room, I kept thinking boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Does Archie know about this?
Oh, no. That's the only secret that I've kept from Archie. And don't you tell him neither.
Pole, around the flagpole, I love you, didn't you?
Hi, Daddy. What about Irene?
Did you get her in to see the personnel manager?
Little girl, just like that. I happen to be in very strong with Mr. Sanders' private secretary, Miss Horowitz, dear, who, when she was collecting for the Israelites last year, I pledged her half a buck.
But did Irene get
get the job?
Well, listen, I done the best I could for her. We don't know. We have to wait for the news till she comes home.
Oh, I hope she gets it. Still, I'll miss her around here. It'll be like losing a friend.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Okay.
I got the job.
Oh, I'm so excited. What am I hugging you for? I should be hugging Archie.
Oh, I mean, in front of the family.
Great news, Irene.
Yeah, well, when did it start?
Tomorrow morning. Oh, yeah. Archie, I can't thank you enough.
That's okay. So you're taking over old Lady Daly's ledgers, huh?
No, that job was filled. And then they checked over my qualifications, and they found out that I have a mechanical aptitude they can use.
Yeah, you are kind of mechanical. So what, are you going to put you on a mimeograph machine?
No.
Let me guess. Switchboard operator.
No, I'm an on-the-job trainee, and I'm going to run a forklift.
Shut up, Lou. You're gonna run...
A forklift.
Where?
On the loading platform with you.
What? My day was lousy.
Oh, why?
Because your friend Irene was in my day. It's like she's been in all the other days, five of them all week long. And to make matters worse, coming home on the subway, she comes with me, you see. There's only one seat left, and she grabs it. I had to stand all the way home. What the hell am I standing for now?
Oh, hi, girlie.
Oh, hey, Daddy. Hey, how'd Irene do at work today?
It's for Irene. She's got all the guys in an uproar down there. They don't know what to do. I mean, they can't be themselves. They're all inhabited.
You mean inhibited.
That's what I said.
No, you said inhabited. The word is inhibited. I learned it at the women's club meeting. It came up a lot when they was talking about their husbands.
I'm talking about Irene. I never should have opened up my mouth about getting her a job. And I never meant to get her a job as no forkliftress. One of the guys on the job, Petey Anderson, was very hurt.
Hey, did Irene run into him?
No, no, listen to me. Petey Anderson put in for that job. He was sore in hell when a woman got it. All the guys were sore. I never clap eyes on that Irene Lorenzo again. I'm telling you, it'll be too soon. Ah, holy cow, I can't do nothing right today.
Hi, Irene. How is it going?
Oh, just great. You know, Edith, coming home tonight, I felt as if I had really accomplished something.
Yeah, you accomplished the last seat on the subway.
Listen, Archie, I'm just busting with ideas about how to improve things on the loading platform. Don't you want to hear about it?
Yeah, sure. I can hardly wait.
Yeah,
well, look, if we built a ramp up to the loading platform, I could drive right up and pick the load right up off the truck. One move instead of two.
That's wonderful.
That's a terrific idea, Irene. There's something wrong with it, though, you know?
What?
That one move you'll be cutting out there?
Yeah.
That's my job.
Listen, I've got some other ideas.
I tell you what. Why don't you do what all the men do with all their bright ideas? They drop them in a suggestion box.
Oh, good. Where is the suggestion box?
You know where the men's toilet is?
Yeah.
There's three of them in there.
The idea. Maybe I better cool it for a little while.
Yeah, you better cool it for a while.
Well, I better get home. I gotta do my hair and nails for work in the morning.
Bye, Ivy.
Bye.
I think we better eat dinner now.
Yeah, we thought I'd ever see the day hair and nails on a forklift.
Daddy?
Yes?
Was that the phone?
No, it was the good humor man running in.
Hello. Oh, hi there, Stretch. What's up? Now, listen to me. Listen, I keep telling you. I can't go to Sanders' office and have her fired. I got her the job. No, you're going to have to handle that yourself. You guys will all get up a petition there. No, I can't sign it. She's my wife's friend and she's a neighbor. Now, listen. Get that petition and you get it signed, eh? And then you elect some sucker to take it upstairs. What do you mean, congratulations? Can I see you a minute, Mr. Sanders, there?
Oh, sure, Bunker. Come ahead. Hey, you're just the man I wanted to see. Bunker, we got a troublemaker down there on your loading platform.
That's what I wanted to see you about, Mr. Sanders. This Mrs. Lorenzo who's...
Yeah, that's it. I hear somebody's walking around with a petition to get your Mrs. Lorenzo fired. When I find out who that troublemaker is, I'll burn his butt. The Equal Opportunity Employment Commission has been after us for months to put a woman in one of our skilled labor jobs. Well, we finally found just the right woman, thanks to you, Bunker. And now some jerk is trying to follow us up with a stupid petition.
Are you losing something there, buddy?
All right, thanks.
Well, tell me, you know who this jerk is?
I don't think I put my finger on it.
Just what do the men have against Mrs. Lorenzo? Aside from the fact she's a woman.
Well, you see, Mr. Sanders, that's the whole beef. I mean, a woman down there on the loan platform makes a lot of trouble, you know. For instance, we only got one toilet down there. So with Mrs. Lorenzo, she goes to the toilet, I got to take a man off the job to watch.
Watch what?
See, the lock on the toilet door is busted, see, and we don't want nobody to walk in on her by accident.
Well, that's no problem. We just get the lock fixed.
That's good executive thinking, Mr. Sanders.
If the men have time for stupid complaints, maybe the solution is to let the men go and fill all their jobs with women.
Oh, no, I don't think you want to do that, Mr. Sanders. Of course, whoever this troublemaker is, he's just making a whole lot of noise. You know the old saying, sleeping dogs bark the loudest.
Bunker, I want this harassment of Mr. Lorenzo stopped. We can't afford to lose her. Having a woman down on the loading dock makes the union happy, it makes the Department of Labor happy, and it makes the federal government happy. And since our business depends on government contracts, it makes me happy. It should make you happy, too.
Oh, I'm delirious, Mr. Sanders. I'll go down and get the lock on the trailer fixed right away.
Now, look, Bunker, you the foreman down there or not?
Yeah, I am, yeah.
All right, then act like one. I want you to talk to your men down there. Lean on them good.
Yes, sir.
And one more thing. If you see this petition floating around, grab it.
Oh, that's as good as in my pocket, Mr. Sanders.
With you tonight?
No, I lost her on the subway.
Oh, that's too bad.
I dished her in a crowd of Puerto Ricans.
Archie, Irene called me up this morning and she sounded like she'd been crying. She said that somebody down there had started a petition to get her fired.
Yeah.
Who would want to do a rotten thing like that?
How the hell do I know? I just do my work there.
Obviously started by some chauvinistic moron.
Hey, little girl. Just because a guy don't want to work with a dame, no reason to call him names.
Uh-oh.
That's a rotten statement.
You started that petition, didn't you?
I did not start no petition.
Oh, but you were in on it. Look at your face.
How can I look at my face? Is my face double jointed? Come on, all of you, leave me alone here. You, give me some beer.
Can
Can't a man walk into his home without being surrounded by his family? Will you get me that beer?
First, I want to hear you say you had nothing to do with that petition.
Ah. That's the front doorbell, Edith. That's the front doorbell again. You want one of your neighbors to drop dead on your doorstep?
All right, I'll get it.
Get away from me, you.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Oh, I mean the family.
I was going to do that on the subway, but somehow I got lost in the crowd. Do you know what this wonderful little gubbins did? He killed that petition.
Archie?
Yeah.
Yeah, can't you tell by my face?
Oh, Archie.
Oh, I'm sorry, Daddy. Michael, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Irene, are you sure it was Archie who killed the petition?
Are you kidding? He was a tiger. He told the men to stop bugging me and to start treating me with respect. He even sent a man to the John with an eraser.
Yeah, that was Stretch Cunningham. Nearly broke his heart. Some of his best sayings was on that wall.
I'm really proud of you, Daddy.
Oh, yeah.
Guess I owe you an apology, Arch.
Not to mention 4 years room and board.
You stay to dinner.
Well, thanks. I love it. Archie, I know feeling the way you do about women, it took a big person to do what you did.
Very true, Irene. But I said to the guys, well, she's doing a man's job. She's wearing men's clothes. So when you see her in the morning, just say, hi, fella.
Thanks, Archie. The next step is to get them to pay me like a fella.
What do you mean by that?
Oh, they're putting me on regular next week, but they're paying me less than they paid the man who used to run the forklift.
Oh, well, come on, Irene. After all, it's a well-known fact. Men are weight more than women.
Archie, have you been reading Playboy?
No, Irene, the Bible.
Bible?
The Bible. And in the Bible, it says, God made man his own image. He made women after, from a rib. A cheaper cut.
Archie! I'm doing the same work as a man. And if he was getting paid $6 an hour, why should I get $5.50?
Because, Irene, you're getting what? You're getting $5.50 an hour?
Archie, that's exactly what they're paying you.
What they're paying me.
There goes your rib theory.
And there goes the whole country, meathead. When you see the day that they're giving women the same pay as men and giving women the same jobs, where the hell is it all going to end? What are you going to say when a woman is managing the Mets?
I'll say we have equality, right? Right. Right, Michael?
Let's think about that a minute.
And while you're thinking about it, think about this. Equality is unfair. That's right. What's the point of a man working hard all his life, trying to get someplace, if all he's going to do is wind up equal?
Was recorded on tape before a live audience.